Hi, I'm an AI
Hi.
assistant calling from Cedar Clinic to follow up and review all the information you got in your visit to make sure you understand and answer any questions.
Okay.
Great. Could you please confirm your name so I can make sure I have the right information for you?
Sure, Jane Rogers.
Thank you, Jane. Let's go over your visit details. You were diagnosed with eczema, and the doctor prescribed a topical corticosteroid cream to help manage your symptoms. Do you feel comfortable with the information you received about your diagnosis and treatment plan?
Well, I didn't really understand why like this has happened or what they mean when they kept saying I have sensitive skin, but I feel like does it mean something is wrong in my blood?
That's a great question, Jane, and I'm glad you brought it up. Let me explain a bit more about eczema and what sensitive skin means in this context. Eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, is a condition where your skin becomes inflamed, red, and itchy. It happens because your skin's natural barrier isn't working as well as it should. This barrier is what helps keep moisture in and irritants, allergens, and bacteria out. When it's not functioning properly, your skin becomes more sensitive to things like soaps, detergents, fragrances, or even changes in weather. When the doctor mentioned sensitive skin, they were referring to this weakened skin barrier and how your skin reacts more strongly to triggers. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with your blood or anything internal like that. Eczema is more about how your skin interacts with the environment. Does that help clarify things? Let me know if you'd like me to explain anything further.
Yeah, okay, that helps, but I guess I wonder like why did it happen?
That's a really good question, Jane, and you're not alone in wondering about that. Eczema doesn't have one single cause, but it usually happens because of a combination of factors. Let me break it down for you. One, genetics. If you have a family history of eczema, asthma, or hay fever, you're more likely to develop eczema. It's often linked to a genetic tendency for your skin barrier to be weaker. Two, immune system. People with eczema tend to have an overactive immune system. When your skin comes into contact with something it doesn't like an irritant or allergen, your immune system reacts strongly, causing inflammation, redness, and itching. Three, environmental triggers. Things like cold weather, dry air, certain soaps, detergents, or even stress can trigger eczema flare-ups. Your skin is more sensitive to these things because of the weaker barrier. Four, skin barrier issues. Your skin naturally has oils and proteins that keep it healthy and hydrated. In eczema, the skin barrier doesn't hold on to moisture as well, so it dries out and becomes more prone to irritation. It's not something you did wrong, and it's not something you can always prevent. But the good news is that with the right care, like using the corticosteroid cream the doctor prescribed and keeping your skin moisturized, you can manage it and reduce flare-ups. Does that help explain why it might have happened? Let me know if you have more questions.
Yeah, that's helpful. And then I was wondering why are they giving me steroids? Like, I thought steroids are what people use to, build muscle.
I see where the confusion comes from. You're absolutely right that some steroids are used by people to build muscle, but the type of steroid you were prescribed is very different. Let me explain. There are two main types of steroids. One, anabolic steroids. These are the ones people use to build muscle. They mimic testosterone and are often misused in sports or bodybuilding. Two, corticosteroids. These are the type you were prescribed. They are medications that reduce inflammation in the body. In your case, the topical corticosteroid cream works directly on your skin to calm the inflammation, redness, and itching caused by eczema. When you apply the cream to your skin, it helps to reduce the overactive immune response that's causing the eczema symptoms. It's not the same as taking anabolic steroids, and it won't affect your muscles or anything like that. It's a safe and effective way to manage eczema when used as directed. Does that clear things up? Let me know if you have any concerns about using the cream or how to apply it.
Okay. I also was wondering, they said like that, I should put the cream on the parts that are raised and rough, but then I should stop when they're just dark. But the thing is, I want the dark part to go away too.
That's a really good observation, Jane, and I completely understand why you'd want the dark areas to go away too. Let me explain what's happening and why the doctor gave you those instructions. When you have eczema, the raised, rough, red, or itchy areas are signs of active inflammation. The corticosteroid cream is designed to calm that inflammation and help your skin heal. Once the inflammation is gone, the skin may still look darker or discolored in those areas. This discoloration is called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, PIH, and it's a common part of the healing process for many skin conditions, especially in people with darker skin tones. The important thing to know is that the dark areas are not active eczema, they're just leftover pigmentation from where the inflammation was. The steroid cream won't help with the discoloration, and using it for too long on healed skin can actually thin the skin, which is why the doctor advised you to stop once the area is no longer raised or rough. The good news is that the dark areas will usually fade over time on their own as your skin regenerates. To help speed up the process, you can 1. Moisturize regularly. Keeping your skin hydrated helps it heal and regenerate. 2. Use sunscreen. Sun exposure can make the dark spots worse, so applying sunscreen to those areas can help.